Each Tuesday morning at this time on Morning Edition, we check in with the fact checkers at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, PolitiFact Virginia, and we're joined again this morning by Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Just one item to ask you about. You've been looking in on the Tim Kaine, George Allen Senate race all along and reporting on the various claims made in that campaign. And recently, in an ad, former Governor Tim Kaine, the Democratic candidate for the Senate, said, as governor, I cut $5 billion in spending. So that's a fact you wanted to check out. What did you find?
Well, Kaine says the cuts were made in the state's general fund, which pays for schools, health programs, and public safety. And that fund is largely funded by income and sales taxes. When Kaine started as governor in January 2006, the general fund stood at $15.1 billion for the fiscal year starting in July 1st of 2005. Now, the economy was healthy at the start of Kaine's term, and for the budget year starting in July of 2007, the general fund was a bit bigger, about $17 billion. But then the nation slid into a recession, leading to a shortfall in tax revenues needed for general fund programs. And as required by law, Kaine took steps to balance the budget. By the time he left office in January 2010, he and the General Assembly filled budget holes totaling about $7.3 billion. Now, just over half of that, about $4 billion, were budget actions that did not require spending cuts. Those moves included federal stimulus money to pay for programs, tapping the state's rainy day fund, and other actions. So the actual cuts themselves amounted to $3.3 billion, not the $5 billion that Kaine cites. But there's another point to consider. Just before he left office, Kaine confronted yet another shortfall for the fiscal year starting July 1st, 2010. And in his outgoing budget, he proposed a $1.9 billion tax hike, as well as $2.3 billion in other budget balancing steps. And he left office before the General Assembly considered his budget. Now, ultimately, the legislature adopted about $1.3 billion in cuts that Kaine had proposed. And together with the cuts he enacted as governor, the total amount of cuts come to about $4.6 billion or thereabouts. Now, we think Kaine should get some credit for cuts he recommended but were enacted after he left office. Still, the total cuts are short of $5 billion that Kaine cites. So we rate the claim mostly true.
All right, very good. Mostly true on the truth-o-meter. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia, who joins us on Tuesday mornings here on WCVE Public Radio.